Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. One time, one time.
Justice Radio Station. Thanks for being Jail Psychotherapy. White, Black History. Don't fight this worldwide last war family. Guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. Wage guerrilla war on the past.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check. Be with you shortly.
Am I dreaming? Are you dreaming? Do you know the difference between dreaming and reality? Do you think the room you are in, the TV set you are watching, even the body you call yours, or even the air you are breathing, is it real? Well, maybe you haven't asked, what makes this world real? Join us and see if you can find out what is the real deal.
Do not fight the last war, the guerrilla war of the mind strategy. What most often weighs you down and brings you misery is the past, in the form of unnecessary attachments, repetitions of tired formulas, and the memory of old victories and defeats. You must consciously wage war against the past and force yourself to react to the present moment. Be ruthless on yourself. Do not repeat the same tired methods. Sometimes you must force yourself to strike out in new directions, even if they involve risk. What you may lose in comfort and security, you will gain in surprise, making it harder for your enemies to tell what you will do. Wage guerrilla war on your mind, allowing no static lines of defense, no exposed citadels. Make everything fluid and mobile. The Last War. Ruthless Guide to Psychological Warfare.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. I am here now. I'm Tahuti. This is Jail Psychotherapy. 8 p.m. Eastern. A general term to understand self-help. Learn about your condition, conditioning, condition, conditioning, moods, feelings, thoughts, behavior, desires. Understand self. Ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Check out your bookstore for justice.info. Gmail. democracyversusjustice@gmail.com. Check us out on TuneIn. App, Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Welcome. Love everyone. Love everyone. Love everyone. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.
Greetings, worldwide peace. Mary here with Justice Radio Station. Thanks, family, for your presence and attention to what is being said. Thanks for staying focused. We are at the time now, point of what I am being told is history. Remember, all history is a current event. Available now are the intellectual and technical tools to be used for everyone to finally be who I am. The basic initial unfinished business in the mistreatment, unjust socialization process, the basic initial unfinished business is deception. Deception that the body, the person, the human being is the same as the self, the I am. To recognize, resolve, construct a socialization process where the individual will guarantee no one is mistreated, including the individual, and who needs the most constructive help receives it. Start with the mental physical, metaphysical change in value. Include independent study in goal setting. Remember, premise, lesson one, the only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. Absolute truth. Tahuti?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app. You're in tune to Jail Psychotherapy here nightly. So, let's start at the source. Absolute truth. The premise at the station here is the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth. And I've come to realize that there's only one power, the infinite omnipotent one. Right? Think about what that means. The infinite omnipotent one. There's only one power, absolute truth. So always ask the question, is what I believe true? Because truth is absolute, that which is.
It's funny, we're not funny. Saying that the only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth, and when you look at what appears to be division among almost everybody, is this true to say that truth is really shallow or missing from the socialization process?
Yeah, well, my experience is looking at the socialization process, we haven't got there yet in the conversation, because remember, we're working to set certain definitions and don't interlap certain thoughts, that we don't create confusion ourselves here at the station. But I will work to that. That's very good thought in terms of, again, the question.
Yes, that was just so aware that
absolute truth.
Absolute
truth.
It's
the only thing that can unite.
Yes, and why there is not unity.
In the socialization process.
Correct.
All right, so hold on. I wanted to set certain premise still in context to how identity. You know, who am I? How should I look at I self? Why am I using the term I?
Everyone refer to self as I, and
yeah,
that's a point of great reference and unity.
And it can be missed.
And I know many do.
Yes. And even take offense. You know, that one would talk in that manner.
Yes.
Even though they can love French and Italian and German.
Right.
But continuing this lesson, right? I and I was saying there's only one truth, absolute one, omnipotent one.
Correct.
And think about what is being said. Everything you hear uttered at Justice Radio Station, see if you can analyze, evaluate. Right?
Correct. Yes.
So, we're saying absolute truth is infinite, that which is. And it has to be infinite truth, that is. And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion or a belief. You know what they say about opinions, right? Everybody got one. I'm not talking about faith either, especially the blind faith that we've been taught to have.
To believe.
Taught to believe. Yes. Because the idea is, think about it for yourself. Everything that you believe has been taught by someone else.
That's right.
So that's why I'm encouraging, question everything. Of course, what I'm saying, duh. But always ask the question, is what one believe absolutely true? And asking myself that question, I've come to realize and become aware. I am means existence. I exist. And I am aware of existing. That awareness is I. Existence is infinite. It's eternal and complete. And what is and that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. So, looking at that as I platform, as I foundation, I'm putting up now anything that I believe or anything that anyone says to I, weighing it up now with absolute truth. How do they know what they're saying is true? How do I know what's real, in fact? How do you know that this planet is real? Because I was told the sky is blue, that's not true. I'm told that there's a heaven and there's a hell, but is that possible? We're saying there's one existence. Hell is like somewhere else.
And so is heaven. Somewhere else. That's two places. Plus
okay.
Earth.
There's not one anymore.
Three.
So what is real? I can't teach self-knowledge. I know, and I have the awareness. I've grown into the awareness that I can point towards it. I can give tips towards its realization. One of the songs I played earlier was England is a bitch. And there's no mistaking it. But this is an example of what I say about what I'm playing on the station. What I'm expressing is pure experience.
Yes.
Not that I was, the song was about the different work situation the individual had, but was giving certain sentiments of the characteristics of England. That's why I could term it a bitch.
Yes.
So, in fact, that is one of our early experience in our awakening.
It resembles America.
And I came to realize also, in saying that, in my growth and development, looking at that so-called America thought, I've come to realize also, I've been taught that I have a body and I'm a human. Remember everything I was taught. Question it yourself. It appears that I and I was born on a planet.
All right.
Spinning in space.
Appears.
Somehow I have certain emotions, feelings, likes, dislikes, cravings.
True.
But then I've come to realize it has its own premise.
Yes.
And beliefs about itself, which goes into this socialization process. And some of the beliefs that it have about itself is that I think so I am.
Yes.
I thought. You know, it never knows. I thought. And the reason why it never knows is somehow this universal mind, this human mind, thinks and can only know limitation and opposition. In fact, it's finite. I've come to understand. That's one of my new words. Finite. Because remember, before I got to this point, I was setting a premise to say, hey, I am infinite. This can only be one existence. That's why we touch on, is there a heaven and is there a hell?
Right, and what's real?
And what is real? Do I know what's real? Especially all that I know, I've been taught.
That's what's happening.
So even part of the thought is, at the station here, is if you don't understand the human mind, I'm going to touch on it now. If you don't understand the nature of this human mind, you will remain a slave
to beliefs of someone else.
I even mentioned this word slave. I'll have to do a definition of that term. And it also just came to mind. Tonight, we're going to start expressing our so-called Black History Month twist. Where I and I is calling it white/black history.
That's what it is.
Because everything that I've been taught is basically, I've come to realize, coming from a European-centric perspective. That's why I was saying, check out everything that you've been taught.
That's what it is.
Because if it's not generic, then that means it's coming from someone else. That means that you're being controlled through the beliefs, through your thoughts, through your perspective, which is coming from someone else.
And there's lots of deception that's been recognized. So what else is deceived?
Well, as you said that. So the idea though of this beliefs that this human has about itself. So remember, know that thoughts will always limit one by keeping all knowledge apparently out of one awareness. In psychology, they call this repression, and makes one believe the source of one's problem is outside of oneself. Psychology calls this projection. Therefore, I, remember this is what all individuals introduce self as, I am so and so, but I should always ask the question, in what ways do I thoughts and beliefs limit I, me? Question all beliefs and all thoughts, for no thoughts or belief is true, as thoughts are not power. Check it out. Remember, thoughts is coming and going, streaming all times of the day and night, so-called. Because remember, there's only existence. Existence is now, is only the only reality is now. I'm dropping certain philosophy. If you're listening to the station, you've been hearing certain thoughts. It might seem out there at times, but I'm asking to focus, analyze, evaluate, wait up with things that you already know. But the key thought I'm asking you to really, really key in on is the idea of the only thing that I really can pinpoint is real. It's absolute truth. And if it's real, it has to be based on truth. Right?
Right. Eternal.
Because what's real?
That's right. Eternal. Absolute.
And after doing the deduction about what is real, I've come to realize that the only thing that actually is real is existence. Existence is I am. I'm positive. There's no stuttering. It's unquestionable. So I'm starting from there. I'm calling it the source. And then now when I analyze everything else I've been taught, I found out it's a bunch of lies. It's all been stories, beliefs of someone else.
And once again, I must say, hence the reason the environment appeared to look as is. The reason the bad news appears to be what is.
That's another part of this human mind. We're working to express. We're not talking about anybody particular. But I wanted to concentrate and focus on. We have a brain, and you can see the brain, you know, this mushy, mushy
cauliflower
between your ears. You'd say it's a broadcasting and receiving set. You could say on one hand, but then what is the mind? You know, you can't see the mind, right?
Right.
And then we're saying the mind has its own perception about itself being this human. It calls itself I believe I must have hope. This is the human mind now. I believe I must have hope. And we'll use prayer, affirmation, sacrifice, tidings, and other methods of inferencing my God to give me blessings and other favors. So right there come to mind how individuals on the planet has been psyched out through the socialization process.
Right.
Because remember now, the socialization process is where the fantasies and myths,
words and definitions, yes,
music, sound, stereotypes,
that's right, where the conditioning takes place,
the so-called education,
oh boy,
or miseducation,
correct,
but somehow it's looked upon as higher education,
and good education,
good education, things to make you go,
Once that's clarified, that it's a contradiction in just reality, and even this false reality that the individuals who are in control of the corporation, the mistreatment corporation, will give the subjects, aka non-white individuals and others, a good education. I believe, I know, correct that, I know that once you look at history and see the conditions.
Social Issues app.
Once you look at history and see the conditions that it appears everyone's evolving out of, you'll notice that words, definition of words. Everyone's born into that environment already in place. Hence, the conditioning takes place in the socialization process in all the areas. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war, war, war. Don't fight this last worldwide war. The guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. This is what I'm working to express. I am expressing to Udi and I and everyone at Justice Radio Station. Look at the strategy that's needed to actually win this war, this psychological, social, spiritual war. All right? Think about it. Analyze. Evaluate. Don't fight this last worldwide war. Guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. One of the first things to know, the premise, lesson one, the only thing to unite everyone, starting with self, is absolute truth. The human, the mind, K-N-O-W, know the function, the structure of the human mind. How does it work?
I think so. I am, I've been told. It has its own premise and beliefs about what it thinks it is. I believe there are thoughts, ideas, desires, and actions that I should resist. I believe I am special, and there are selected others who are also special. I believe bodies can walk, talk, act, know, and feel. I act from a premise of self-I preservation, self-I defense, self-I enhancement. I do not want to think I am God, so I believe in gods, separate from I, apparently limiting the infinite God. I believe I need certain frame of reference, guidelines, to understand, manage, and believe the meaning to my life. So I create or accept a religion or philosophy to believe in. You might say nothing wrong with that, which is, yeah, but whose religion, whose philosophy that you're believing in, that you're now claiming is your own? So this takes me now into, and make a nice transition into, the White Black History Month idea, so we can somehow become something different ourselves.
Right, and one more thing about this human mind. I believe I am bound by my beliefs, emotions, past conditionings, habits, customs, rituals. What often weighs one down and bring misery, everyone, is the past, P-A-S-T, in the form of unnecessary attachments, repetition of tired formulas, and the memory of old victories and defeats. One must consciously wage war against the past and force oneself act, react to the present moment. Be ruthless on oneself. Do not repeat the same tired methods. Have a mental, physical, metaphysical change in values. You see, values are instruments of social control. And as most people know, the whole idea of enslavement capitalism, I say the whole idea of enslavement capitalism, physically, with and or without the chains, I'm told, psychologically, social control, all the types of control that one individual, one group of individuals who classify themselves as white had on another group who they classified as, well, lots of classifications, how we'll say non-white for clarity at this point, and I know you know what I'm saying, is that these classifications actually have a dynamic at this time, what appears to be one over the other, a mistreatment system, and liberation is the only way to look at having an environment where the whole idea to Hootie and everyone, I know once a year in December, I believe, 26th through January 1st, individuals will acknowledge what's called Kwanzaa principles. 7 days out of 300 plus. What I'm noticing is that white individuals practice these same principles every day. What do you say about that? Have you thought about that, everyone? Something's going on. Are we believing in things good for us, good for each and everyone, but now still taking someone else's ways of how to show your belief in certain things so that it's only of value to you know who, not oneself, it appears? I'm saying this also quickly just to say that I was thinking how to get to this point. I came to the realization that yes, the principles are valuable, and I began to, instead of at the 1st of January, stop acknowledging the principles in thoughts and words and of course deeds. I continued. It was a 7 days, 7 days, every day, every week, every month, until the next so-called celebration. But it is taken, and it took that type of focus to be at this point where I'm looking at realizing who and Amen. What I am. Remembering also that at some point, looking at that idea of God, I thought that it is a good idea in goal setting to become one with. Having said that, continue with the whole idea of why at this time in our white black history, the conversation is
race?
Race?
What is this thing called race?
What a mess.
Came to mind as the eye wrapped up what the eye was saying. Because it's transitioning into this History Month idea, concept.
Yes.
So, I was taught, these are some of the motivations also that brought I to this point. I was taught that there was a people called Africans.
Yes.
And they were robbed, raped from their homeland.
That's the story.
Right, and the idea of self-knowledge was taken out. And the European-centric values and ideologies and values put in.
That's
so hence, I'm saying that the black man, woman, and child you're seeing today is a hybrid, is a Frankenstein. And this is how I've come to realize that it happened.
Democracy versus justice.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
What is basically, I guess, a kind of summary execution, or what may well have been a summary execution, is a kind of fairly barbaric end to what I believe was a very barbaric operation from the start.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
On. Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
We have reached the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world. You are invited to view this informative documentary, Traveling with Tahuti and Ma'at, Present, Past, and Future, which reveals that all history is a current event.
In conclusion, according to definition, America is not a democracy as we are taught. There are no uniform rights and treatments. It includes classism, sexism, ageism, weightism, and so on.
Many people say we have the best nation in the world and that no one comes close to the democracy we have here in America.
In the same breath, people say we still have a way to go for our democracy to be just for all.
As good, intelligent people and senior citizens, knowing we are not in a system of justice, justice meaning guaranteeing that no one is mistreated and guaranteeing that who needs help the most gets the most help, do we go along in our democracy suffering peacefully, or do we begin to make a change? We need a revolution, right?
Right.
Listen to alternative media, radio on demand.
Justice radio, justice radio, justice radio.
Social issues.
Will only end by creating a world without borders. Religious wars will only end by creating one world religion of interfaith.
Is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. It's a war. And until there's no longer.
In the late 1800s, imperialist European nations gained control over much of Africa. Imperialism is the domination of one country's political, economic, or cultural life by another. European countries had been establishing colonies and building empires since the late 1400s. Imperialism brought wealth and power to Europeans. But the people living in colonies were often oppressed, abused, and in some cases, even killed.
In 40 years, Europe gobbled up virtually all of Africa.
Britain cut the largest piece of African cake from Cairo to Cape Town, in addition to Nigeria and a few West African regions. It was also the British Empire that in 1894 imposed an arbitrary boundary around the many diverse ethnic groups and kingdoms that would make up Uganda. The southern Bantu-speaking people were given economic, political, and educational advantage. The northern ethnic groups, two in particular, the Acholi and the Langi, were the main recruits for military and police positions. The French took an east-west slice of the continent as well as Madagascar. The Belgians took Rwanda, Burundi, and the Congo in what Joseph Conrad called the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of human conscience. In Rwanda, Belgium entrenched the idea of the Hutu as a workforce and the Tutsi as extenders of Belgian rule. In Sudan, the British ruled the Arabs in the north and the blacks in the south as separate colonies, only to combine the areas before independence in 1956. The Portuguese decimated Angola, Mozambique, and Guinea-Bissau well into the 1970s. The Italians took Libya, Eritrea, and Somalia. The Germans added Cameroon and Tanzania and committed the first genocide of the 20th century against the Herero people.
Interest in Africa was shared by the imperial powers. This led to deep-seated tensions and rivalry between the powers. Alliances and enemies based on ambitions in Africa were forged, and these all contributed to the start of World War I. The tensions created by imperialism, along with other factors, turned Europe into a tinderbox that only needed a spark to set it on fire.
In this, our 20th century, almost every nation in the world has at some time been in conflict. The oppressors and the oppressed, the victors and the vanquished. The people of war, a tragic indictment of our civilization. A time when much of the world was looking for ways to increase their influence, power, and riches. Full of dreams for the restoration of the glory that was Rome, in 1911, Italy joins the hunt for territory. Libya, on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea, is the target. Landings were made at Tripoli, Benghazi, Zawara, Sirte, Derna, and Tobruk. 1922 saw a dramatic change in Italy.
We will overrun the earth, and then we will take the flag of fascism to the stars!
In October of 1935, following the Japanese example, an incident was provoked at the little settlement of Wall Wall near the border of Ethiopia and Italian Somaliland. Italy's honor had been violated. Refusing any arbitration, Mussolini moved the whole might of his army through the Suez Canal to overrun the undefended country. Ethiopia's emperor, Haile Selassie, appeared before the League of Nations. I must still fight on until my tardy allies appear, and if they never come, I say to you without bitterness, the West will perish. Members of the League half-heartedly stopped trading with Italy, but refused the only thing that will stop any aggressor, force. Might triumph. Italy conquered Ethiopia.
The World Bank gets countries to borrow up to their necks, you know, usually third world dictators. And then when they can't pay, then the IMF comes in and says, okay, you got to pay for it with structural adjustment programs. I mean, the poor people who suffer from structural adjustment, they didn't borrow the money. They didn't get anything out of it. And what happened in Africa was happening all over the world.
In 1947, the United States played host to an international conference at Bretton Woods to put an end to world poverty and starvation caused by World War II. The idea was to give humanitarian loans to needy nations by creating a World Bank and an International Monetary Fund. But who would be put in charge of these billion-dollar mega-loans? Who else but the U.S. Federal Reserve bankster families?
Control what happens among the majority of the people of this planet, presuming that the majority of the people are classified as non-white. So you have three classifications of people according to this compensatory code, and that is, and this is to keep down confusion among people with all the different classifications that keep coming up, rehashed classifications, new classifications, trial and classifications. Out of all the various classifications that can be made, up to this point, I have found through using what I call counter-racist science, the classifications would be white people, non-white people, and white supremacists.
Now, in order, Neely, to defeat an enemy, you first have to learn the strategies that they are using against you. And in our case, one of the strategies is the use of language. Now, before we get into that, tell us how you came up with this concept, and how long did it take you to develop this?
1957, I was in Iwajima, Japan, and assigned to a radar site. And that was during the Little Rock 9 crisis. And we were getting information in bits and pieces about what was going on.
But let's suppose Tom Brokaw was. What would his action be coming out of confusion for the first time in his life in response to my counter-racist logic?
I don't know. I don't know. That is something. See, you always follow the logic because the creator of the universe gave you a certain amount of logic.
Okay.
Even if it's no more than being able to get up and open the door or be able to sit in a chair. That's some kind of logic connected with that. So in counter-racist logic, it's just a logic that you set up to counter racism.
Okay.
To try to replace, and these are five key words that I use all the time, replace white supremacy with justice.
Okay.
I call it the five smooth stones.
Okay.
It's like David and Goliath. All right, but those are, that keeps you focused. Because a person, after a three-hour conversation, a person might say, why are we having this conversation? And you always remind the person to replace white supremacy with justice. That's all I'm talking about.
For a break, using counter-racist logic, you asked the question, am I a victim of white supremacy? Your answer was yes.
Yes.
Take us from there.
Because just following the logic, if there is an automobile accident, an officer appears on the scene or a witness, the person will say, well, we have a victim of the accident. This is one of the accident victims. It might be four or five people standing around. And what a person would want to know is, are there any victims of this accident? All right. Victims of an explosion. All right. Victims of almost anything that happens, then it is logical to say that if you have a system of white supremacy, and most people will admit that there is a system of white supremacy does exist, then you presume, based on logic, that the system has victims.
Or we have no purpose, yeah.
Right, then you have to find out who are the victims.
Uh-huh.
Now, a person who stands up and says, I am a victim, then you have to, using the same logic, say, oh, why do you say that you're a victim?
Uh-huh.
And then you start giving your credentials, quote unquote, as a victim.
Uh-huh.
And then, if the person has problems with that, then the person can proceed to prove why you are not a victim.
Okay, so I asked you the question, why do you perceive yourself as a victim?
I perceive myself as a victim because it's true.
Uh-huh.
Because if white supremacy has victims, and the victims are supposed to be non-white people,
uh-huh.
then I am, by that definition, a victim of white supremacy.
Okay.
Since all non-white people uh-huh. are directly or indirectly victims of white supremacy,
uh-huh.
otherwise there would be no such thing as white supremacy.
Uh-huh.
If there is any non-white person on this planet
uh-huh.
who is not subject to the power of the white supremacists, then that means white supremacy really doesn't exist.
Okay.
But we have already precluded that white supremacy exists.
The cultural and social foundations of Africa were heavily impacted upon by imperialism. At the Berlin Conference in 1884, the borders of African colonies were established to meet the economic, political, and diplomatic needs of the imperial powers. The creation of these borders tore apart homogeneous groups and brought together rival groups, fueling many of Africa's post-colonization conflicts, such as the Eritrean-Ethiopian War.
In 1907, when Oklahoma became a state, the all-white legislature moved quickly to make it a white man's country. They passed one law after another to keep blacks separate and in their place. Schools, hospitals, businesses, even telephone booths were to be segregated.
Basically, in Oklahoma, right after statehood, you had a racial bigotry that was out in the open.
Around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Talking about revolution. Go to your windows and yell out, I am not going to take it anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen,
have reached the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world. You are invited to view this informative documentary, Traveling with Tahuti and Ma'at, Present, Past, and Future, which reveals that all history is a current event.
Do not fight the last war. The guerrilla war of the mind strategy. What most often weighs you down and brings you misery is the past, in the form of unnecessary attachments, repetitions of tired formulas, and the memory of old victories and defeats. You must consciously wage war against the past and force yourself to react to the present moment. Be ruthless on yourself. Do not repeat the same tired methods. Sometimes you must force yourself to strike out in new directions, even if they involve risk. What you may lose in comfort and security, you will gain in surprise, making it harder for your enemies to tell what you will do. Wage guerrilla war on your mind, allowing no static lines of defense, no exposed citadels. Make everything fluid and mobile. The Last War. Ruthless Guide to Psychological Warfare.
Social Issues App. Justice Radio Station.
Social Issues App.
Justice Radio Station.
Social Issues App.
Presenting evidence why and how to create a system where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated and guarantee that who needs help the most receives the most constructive help in all areas of people activity in society, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Social Issues App.
Justice Radio Station. Google your bookstore for justice. Go to Justice Radio Station.
Social Issues App.